Tim Hamrich here with your Market Line report for Tuesday, December 24th. No big swings in the markets to start this holiday week, but plenty of talk about looking ahead to 2020. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathey.
Once 2020 comes and we can see if we're going to be able to participate with the China purchases, that could turn this market around. But right now, it looks like it's kind of just sagging somewhat. But the markets are very thin and they're absolutely vulnerable to big volatility. There has been some options trades in wheat, corn, and soybeans in the 2021 contracts. So that tells me that there's a lot of people getting involved in this market, and we've got a long way to go. They expect to have some good things coming next year.
Chicago March wheat futures started the week by closing down 2.5 cents to 539.5. Kansas City hard red winter wheat futures closed down 3.5 cents to 458.5. Portland prices unchanged for soft white wheat of ordinary protein. Bids still range from $5.90 to $6. Club wheat also unchanged of ordinary protein, still bidding between $6 and $7.40. Dark Northern spring wheat prices were down just a half a cent yesterday, ranging from 667 and a quarter to 712 and a quarter for 14% protein. Live cattle futures were down 12 and a half cents to 125.67 and a half on the February board. January feeder cattle were down 65 cents to 143.72 and a half. Class 3 milk was up 7 cents to $17.43. This is Tim Hamrich with your daily Marketline report.